Kini kita akan pantau laporan kampanye pemilu yang akan disampaikan oleh Ibu Silvi Vantania berikut ini.
Malcolm Turnbull berada di Adelaide, di mana koalisi menghadapi tantangan besar dari Senator Independen Nick Xenophon. Bill Shorten berada di Tasmania untuk mengumumkan investasi di bidang pariwisata. Namun, ia menghadapi pertanyaan sulit mengenai komentar-komentar bersejarahnya mengenai pajak perusahaan. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Maya Jamieson. Hari dimulai dengan Partai Buruh harus mempertahankan kebijakannya dalam pemotongan pajak perusahaan setelah sebuah video muncul dari parlemen yang memperlihatkan pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten berargumen bagi pemotongan pajak perusahaan. Video tersebut dari tahun 2011 ketika Shorten masih menjabat sebagai wakil bidang keuangan.
Cutting the company income tax rate increases domestic productivity and domestic investment. More capital means higher productivity and economic growth and leads to more jobs and higher wages.
Partai Buruh berseberangan dengan rencana 10 tahun pemerintah untuk mengurangi pajak perusahaan. Kepala Bidang Keuangan Kelompok Oposisi Chris Bowen mengatakan, waktu sudah berubah sejak pidato Shorten tersebut.
Well, it was a modest tax cut then, which was proposed to be funded. This is a large tax cut over 10 years, which is completely unfunded. And you've got the AAA rating under real pressure now.
Sementara itu, anggota kabinet Christopher Pyne berbicara kepada The Nine Network, Shorten seharusnya mengubah pendapatnya.
This has completely exploded Bill Shorten's credibility on the economy. In 2011, he recognized that cutting company tax grew jobs and growth. In 2016, for base political reasons, he's saying that the company tax rate is a disaster.
Namun dalam kunjungannya ke Tasmania, ke kota pelabuhan Burnie, untuk meluncurkan paket pembangunan prasarana pariwisata, Bill Shorten mempertahankan komentarnya itu.
They know they've made a mistake with a $50 billion tax giveaway. They know it is a mistake to send $7.4 billion to the big bank's bottom line. They know it is a mistake to send $11 billion to US shareholders. They know it is a mistake to make a tax cut which is delivering a 60% of the benefit to overseas shareholders. In fact, they know their decision not to have a royal commission into the banking industry is a mistake, and they know this because they're hearing it loud and clear from the electorate, hence their hysteria.
Kunjungan kedua Malcolm Turnbull ke Adelaide sementara ini mengalami masalah kecil ketika bisnya terjebak di sebuah jalan kecil. Ia juga memberikan dukungan bagi menteri yang dipecat, Jamie Briggs, yang mengalami kompetisi yang ketat untuk mempertahankan kursi liberal di daerah pemilihan Mayo. Sebenarnya daerah tersebut merupakan kursi aman bagi liberal di Australia Selatan. Namun, saat ini terancam oleh tim Nick Xenophon.
Those South Australians who are considering voting for Nick Xenophon and his party should bear in mind that the only way to secure a continuation of a stable coalition government and the delivery of our clear economic plan for jobs and growth is to vote for the coalition, to vote for a Liberal or National candidate.
Turnbull juga mengkonfirmasi pemerintahannya tidak akan membahas isu kenaikan GST pada term mendatang di parlemen.
It is it's the type of reform that no government, I believe, and certainly no government I lead, would undertake other than with a very clear election mandate to do so.
Namun kegagalan dari rencana perubahan dana pensiun terus berlanjut dengan pernyataan dari Badan Akuntansi Tertinggi atau CPA yang percaya antara 20-30% warga Australia akan terkena dampaknya atas perubahan tersebut. Berbicara kepada Sky News, Menteri Keuangan Matthias Cormann menolak pernyataan tersebut.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I gather that's based on a survey of accountants who believe that 20-30% of their clients are going to be impacted by these changes. But obviously, not every Australian with superannuation has got an accountant.
Kampanye pemilu hari ke-26 berakhir dengan Pauline Hanson yang meluncurkan partainya One Nation di Senat Queensland di Brisbane.
If you need assistance to cast your vote, yes, you can get somebody to assist you to cast your vote. That's allowed for in the legislation. We actually have interpreting service via telephone that you can access. So if you think you'll need to access these sorts of services, there's a number on our website that you can access via aec.gov.au/translated. You call up that number and you'll be able to ask questions and have somebody in language instruct you as to how to cast a formal vote.
Nah, demikian tadi Ibu Sylvie Wantania dengan laporannya tentang kampanye pemilu.